Hi there, this is Tracy, and I am here today to talk about empathy and the fact that narcissists do not know how to be empathetic. And in order to explain this, we have to know that the difference between sympathy and empathy are quite different. And when you sympathize with someone, you are understanding with them. You're compassionate about what they're going through. When you empathize with someone, you feel it. And when you're with someone for a long time, or you're with someone intimately, maybe, if they were hurt, you would empathize. You would feel it so deeply inside of you because you care for them. But a narcissist is incapable of feeling any kind of empathy. And the reason I wanted to make this video today is the unmasking. Tracy's taking off her glasses. I have to keep them on because my eyes are kind of swollen shut from my Mohs cancer surgery this week. And it's bringing back a memory, a flashback, if you would, a trigger to the fact that I had this same surgery just a little bit to the left of my forehead back in October. So 6 months ago, I had this exact same surgery. And at that time, I was not prepared for 36 stitches or having eyes that swelled up and closed from the procedure. But this time I was much more prepared. October, I was not. And my narc and I were still seeing each other, and he was never there for me, ever. Whenever I needed something, whether it was helping me move or whether it was after I had surgery, his way of empathizing was, hey, I'll come over and he just wanted to have sex. He did bring me flowers. My beautiful friends bought me flowers. They made cupcakes. And he didn't do any of that. And it really pissed me off. It hurt me very much that he couldn't just sit there and hold my hand. It's all you really need when you're scared. I was alone. And he couldn't do it. So that should have been a red flag for me several times into the relationship with this man. He wasn't there for me. He broke my rib, actually. He broke my rib and sent me to the hospital and got on a plane. And another time I fell down the stairs and sprained my ankle, and he just didn't come around. And one time he was running and he hurt his ankle, and I not only had to go over there and make him dinner, shop for ice packs and freeze them and lift his little ankle and take care of him, but when it turned around and I was in pain and needed surgery, he wasn't there. So I want you to think about the times that your narcissist was unable to give you empathy. I'm putting these on because the bright lights are hurting. I feel like a starlet anyway. Empathy. They don't have it. And if you have an example of something that your narcissist has done, be it a parent or in a relationship or even a boss, something that where they have shown no empathy at all, I want you to please write it down below. If you'd share, I think the people that are sharing things in the comments are adding such a great dimension to everyone understanding and seeing differences in the performance of their narcissist and things that they did that we didn't really think were red flags. We just thought that sucks. But you know, as I sit here and nurse my little head, I'm not looking for sympathy here. I'm not looking for empathy here. I'm brave. I can handle it. I'm a big girl. I'm just having a flashback of the lack of empathy. Our relationship didn't end very long after that, but it should have been a flag it should have been something that, without hands down, he should have been there holding my friggin' hand. That's all I got. Let's see what your narcissist has done.